So welcome everyone. We are now moving into chapter 6, which is one of the important chapters on business continuity planning. So in this chapter, what we'll try to cover is a brief introduction on what is business continuity planning, what are the critical components of business continuity management framework, the BCP methodology. In pandemic or equivalence, what kind of planning is required? How do you test your BCP? How do you maintain and do a reassessment of your plans? What are the procedural aspects of BCP, the infrastructure aspects, the human aspects, and the technology aspects of the BCP before we summarize the whole chapter and conclude? So, BCP. Now, business is a continuous process. So obviously people have offices, main offices, secondary offices, may not have secondary offices, different firms have different offices and may have only one offices. Now what happens in case you have only one office and that office suddenly there's a fire in the building and everyone is asked to vacate that office? Now, in that case, your entire system will come coming down. Your customers may no longer be able to access your website or your mobile application and not do any transaction. So not only will you suffer a loss, but you'll also suffer a reputational risk where people may not trust you being up and running anytime they want. So what do you do in such a scenario? So for such a scenario especially, you create what is known as business continuity planning. Now you could keep your website hosted out of cloud, you can keep your mobile app outside, your data sources at a different place and so on and so forth. And there are various methodologies around it. Not one being right or wrong, it's just about what suits your organization and what suits your business and what kind of investment it takes. So BCP actually covers both natural as well as human infected threats, and I would also like to add any technology related threats as well. Now of course behind technology there could be a human, so one can debate on that, but still even you should consider machine threat. So suddenly if I have an AI program which becomes self-aware and suddenly starts running here and there, that could become a threat in coming days. So the idea is that natural as well as human or technology related threats that could disturb your business continuity and can cause loss of life, wealth or reputation. Now this subject covers various pre, during and post disaster actions to prevent or minimize the impact of such disasters. Now what does an effective BCP program fosters? It fosters a culture of preparedness so that you're prepared for any disaster and the responsibility of managing it within the organizations. In a large mature organization, there are separate team and separate individuals who are responsible for BCP, its planning and execution, and therefore they are responsible for it. In smaller organizations, you may not have such a dedicated person, but it is important to have a dedicated person to look into this area. So when the management prioritizes and actively participates in BCP, it obviously sets an example for everyone in the organization and encourages a mindset of resilience and adaptability. Therefore, it's important that the management play an active role. Now, BCP for an organization involves creating a systematic strategy to ensure that essential functions, the key word here is essential, and operations can continue in the face of unexpected disruptions or disaster. So, BCP forms a part of the organization's overall business continuity management plan. So there is a whole project on business continuity management plan, out of which BCP is one large part of it, and there are other parts around it, which is the preparedness of the organization. So like we have learned before, for this to happen, it should have policies, it should have standards or a comparison with standards. It should have procedures. And all these things will ensure continuity, resumption, and recovery of critical business processes at an agreed levels. So this, if you have the policies, the standards, and the procedures to ensure continuity, resumption, and recovery, then it will limit the impact of disaster on people, process, and infrastructure, including IT infrastructure, and also minimize the operational, financial, legal, reputational, and other material consequences which can arise out of such disaster. So BCP starts with identifying potential risk, developing protocols to keep critical process running, and establishing measures to recover swiftly from incidents. So obviously the goal is to minimize downtime, safeguard the employees, protect the assets, and maintain customer service during challenging situations. Business continuity planning also involves a comprehensive approach that includes risk assessment, contingency planning, regularly testing and updating these plans to adopt a evolving circumstances. So finally, why do we do this? So because it aims to enhance organizational resilience, allowing it to navigate unforeseen challenges and continue providing goods or services without significant interruptions. So what are the critical components of BCM framework? So first is the BCP methodology. So organization can adopt any BCP methodology or standards like BS2599 by BSA or follow a plan, do, check, act principle. So there are four key phases in BCP methodology. The first one is the business impact analysis. So you identify critical business and shared resources through BIA and say, these are my business impact analysis. Then you formulate a recovery time objective based on the business impact analysis and fine tune through benchmarking. Now you address tough assumptions regarding disasters, and along with it, you identify recovery point objective. At what point I'm okay to recover and what point I'm okay to lose some data, because there will always be some give and take for the data loss and developing strategies. And you plan alternate procedures and estimate resource requirements during system unavailability. So BCP methodology, risk assessment. So what you do is you conduct a structured risk assessment based on a very comprehensive business impact analysis. So you manage the risk by implementing appropriate strategies to achieve RTO, agreed RTOs and RPOs. You evaluate the impact on restoring critical business functions, including customer-facing systems. You also analyze dependency and the risk associated with external resources and support during crisis. Determining choices and business continuity strategy. So normally you expand BCP beyond information technology and cover people, process, infrastructure, and technology. You ensure safety and well-being of individual during disaster. You define response action based on identified disaster classes. And you consider risk acceptance for the organization, industry, and applicable regulation in process resumption planning. Then you move into development and implementing BCP. So to do that, you create action plans and you do practical manuals specific to organizational processes. You establish management succession and emergency powers, because during disaster, the approval process may be very different from a normal case. You coordinate contingency plans with both the organization and all the service providers. You ensure recovery procedures, maintaining control environment integrity. You develop specific contingency plan for each outsourcing arrangement based on materiality. So if it is important for the work that you have outsourced, you also develop contingency plan for such process, such arrangement. You periodically update plans to accommodate changes in the organization or a service provider, such as people, address, business strategy, legislation, and more. So what are the key factors to be considered for BCP design? First is list down all the events that you can think of, all the disasters you can think of, man-made, nature-made, surprises, system, you list down the whole lot. Then you assign a probability of such unplanned event happening. You also include earthquakes, fire, hurricane, biochemical, terrorist action, anything. Then you list down security threats. Post that, you increasing infrastructure and application interdependencies, regulatory and compliance requirement which are growing complex. So what does the law says by how fast you have to come, because sometimes most of your planning will also revolve around what the legal aspect or the compliance aspect of your business forces you. What happens in case of a failure of a key third party arrangements, and globalization and challenges of operating in multiple countries. In case the organization operates in multiple countries, then how you will support them and do work with them. What are the BCP considerations that you will take? So the following issues will be considered when determining the interdependency within the organization. Most important, you will consider people. Someone has to do the work, right? So who will do the work? Where will they sit out of? Where they will go? Do they travel, not travel? And so on and so forth. Then vital records. What are the records that will be required during disaster so that things move fast? And who approves all that? Shared equipment, including hardware, software, data files, workspaces. Your production processes in case you have production facilities. Your customer services, network connectivity, MISs, and so on and so forth. You have to ensure prompt and accurate processing of securities transaction, especially in the financial space. Order taking, order entry, execution, comparison, allocation, clearance, and settlement of the security transaction. And you honor all the customer payouts, which is the obligation. You provide priority to intraday deal payment. If you are in the share market side or the capital market side, providing customer prompt access to their funds and securities. Measures should be taken to make customer funds and securities available to customers in the event of significant business disruption, and continuing compliance with regulatory reporting requirement. A BCP framework should also consider the following conditions for activating plans, which describes the process to be followed. Now, how to assess the situation, who is to be involved, who takes the decision before, who calls for the DR, who calls for the BCP execution. Employ and relevant administration services contact information. Emergency procedures outlining actions to be taken following incidents, jeopardizing business operations or human life. You identify resources and locations to replace those supporting critical activities. You detail the fallback procedures for moving essential business activities to alternate location. You identify the recovery strategy of facility like heat, ventilation and AC, HVAC, network, servers, supply of technical documentation, etc. Identification of information to be backed up and location for storage. A BCP framework should also consider the following. Maintenance schedule, which specifies how and when the plan will be tested and the process for maintaining the plan. Awareness and education activities, which are designed to create understanding of critical operations and functions. The responsibility of the individual describing who is responsible for executing which component of the plan. The responsibility of the individual describing who is responsible for executing which component of the plan. Employee accessibility and transport from home to alternate site in case there is an alternate site strategy. Identification of major business critical application in order of its recovery requirement. Pandemic planning. This has come, I know, as everyone has a guest, post-COVID pandemic. So widespread infectious disease pose unique challenge for financial institution due to their unpredictable scale and duration. Unlike other disasters, pandemic can occur in multiple waves, causing staffing shortages from prolonged absenteeism. So, financial institution, regardless of size, must include pandemic planning in their business continuity plans and stay updated on international and national health advisories. An organization business continuity plan for pandemic should cover preventive programs, means monitoring outbreak, educating employees, coordinating with service providers, and providing hygiene training. Documented strategy, scaling efforts based on pandemic stage, outlining recovery plans, preparing for subsequent waves. Comprehensive framework, facilities, system, procedures for critical operations during staff shortage, including social distancing, telecommuting, and alternate site operations must be covered. Consideration of customer impact, anticipating customer reaction, increased reliance on online service and testing for effectiveness. Testing program, regular tests to ensure planning, practice, and capabilities support critical operation. Oversight program, continuous review and updates to policies, standards, and procedures based on relevant information. Insurance consideration, exploring insurance option to transfer risk with careful consideration of payment certainty in case of disruption. So all this is very good. You have planned well. You've looked at the risk. You've made a list. You prioritized. You've got the investment. You've worked out how to do it. Strategy, process, policies, procedure is in place. But how do you know when a disaster happens, it will be up and running? Therefore, it's important that you test your BCP. So you have to regularly keep testing it. So regularly test the BCP, which should cover all aspects, people, process, and resources, including technology. You define a clear schedule indicating how and when each component of the plan will be tested, with individual components tested at least once a year. Engage internal auditors or audit BCP effectiveness and periodic testing, incorporating findings recommendation into reports to the board of directors. Plan BCP drills alongside critical third party to ensure continued support for pre-identified minimum required process. Periodically move operations, including people and resource, to the planned failover or DR site to test the BCP effectiveness and recovery times. So conduct tests without moving organization personnel to the DR site to assess the readiness of alternative staff. Consider unplanned BCP drills with restricted awareness, deploying a lookout team to study response and revise the plan based on ground requirements. Testing techniques. So organizations can employ various testing techniques for business continuity planning, including tabletop testing for scenario discussions, simulation for crisis management role training, technical recovery testing for restoring information systems, alternate site recovery testing for parallel business process operations, supplier facilities and service test for external commitments, complete rehearsals to assess overall readiness and resilience. Simulation testing, it is when participants choose a specific scenario and simulate on-location BCP scenario situation. It involves testing of all resources, people, IT, and others who are required to enable the business continuity for chosen scenario. The focus is on demonstration of capability, including knowledge, team interaction, and decision-making capabilities. It can also specify role-playing with simulated response at alternate location facilities to act out critical steps, recognize the difficulty, and resolve those problems. Component testing, this is to validate the functioning of an individual part or sub-process of a process in the event of BCP invocation. So it focuses on concentrating on an in-depth testing of a part or sub-process to identify and prepare for any risk that may hamper its smooth running. For example, testing of an ATM switch. Each organization must define frequency, schedule, and cluster of business areas selected for a test after a thorough risk and business impact analysis has been done. Maintenance and reassessment of plans. So BCP, like everything, need at least an annual review and updates for ongoing effectiveness. Integrating with the change management program ensures proper handling of business continuity matters. Regular reviews, assigned responsibilities, and quarterly updates accommodate changes in business process. The BCP coordinator team manages updates based on alteration in the business element. following formal change management process for distribution and reinforcement. So what are the procedural aspects of BCP? And effective BCP typically takes into account wide area disasters which impact the entire region and for resulting loss or inaccessibilities of staff. It should also consider and address interdependency, both market-based and geography, among financial system participants as well as infrastructure service providers. Further, organizations should also consider a need to put in place necessary backup sites for their critical payment system, which will interact with system at data centers of the reserve organization. Further, organizations should also consider the need to put in place necessary backup sites for their critical payment and consider running some critical process and business operations from primary and secondary sites, wherein each could provide backup to each other. Prioritizing process and alternate location for personnel in the following category: dealers and traders, operations, sales staff, IT staff, corporate function staff. Comprehensive testing would therefore help organization to further fine-tune BCP-DR processes to ensure their robustness and also enable smooth switchover to DR side as per the priority and scale of processes identified for each processes. So all critical processes should be well documented to reduce dependency on people for scenarios where the staff is not able to reach the designated office premises. Now, it is very nice to say it should be well documented. Now, where this document should reside? How can they access it? Now, these are the questions that the BCP team should address and then keep all this in the cloud, in a step, in a way which is accessible at that point of time on a need-to-know basis. Please understand, during crisis, then everyone can access everything. Then a lot of information, security breaches can take place. So ensuring in CIA, you ensure that all these processes are documented and kept and access to the right people at the right time. So what it also means is that you must have a backup or a standby personnel to identify in all the critical roles. So a call matrix should be developed to better coordinate future emergency calls involving individuals, financial authorities, financial sector, trade association and other organization and stakeholders. In addition, the organization should have calling tree with branches across specific region business processes. Based on the nature of emergency, a particular branch entire calling tree should be activated. The relevant portion of the BCP adopted should also be disseminated to all concerned, including the customers, so that awareness would help them to react positively and in consonance with the BCP manual. So this would help to maintain the customer's faith in the organization, and the possibility of an organization run would be exponentially minimized. The part of the plan kept in the public domain should normally be confined to information related to general readiness of the organization, without detail specific to protect the organization from being vulnerable to security threats. Organization should consider formulating a clear communication strategy with the help of media management personnel to control the content and form of news being percolated to their customers in times of panic. Organization should consider having a detailed BCP plan for encountering natural calamity and disaster recovery situation. A formal exception policy should be documented, which will guide the affected areas personnel to act independently till the connection of the outside world is resumed. These guidelines should have exceptions documented for critical processes, which will ensure continuation of critical processes without the regular operational formalities. Now let's look at the infrastructure aspects of the BCP. So infrastructure aspect means we have to ensure the availability of essential services like electricity, water, first aid in all offices. Evaluate the need for electricity backup, not only for systems but also for people and infrastructure like central air condition. Assign responsibility for each area, including emergency procedure, manual fallback plans and resumption plans to the owners of the relevant business resources or process. Provide backup power for in-house telecommunication and wireless transmitters, considering redundant systems like analog line phone, satellite phones, etc. You maintain extra batteries for mobile phones to ensure communication during infrastructure failure. Establish fallback arrangements and alternate services in coordination with service providers, contractors, and suppliers. Ensure written agreement or contracts outlining roles and responsibilities with penalty for non-compliance. Amend established emergency procedures such as evacuation plans. When new requirements are identified, consider maintaining backup resources such as stationery for check printing at a secondary operational location. Align plans with those of local government authority, avoiding the storage of critical items on ground floors prone to floods. Consider fireproof and waterproof storage for critical documents. Have alternate sources like additional diesel, emergency battery backup to address extended power cut. Establish an emergency helpline number on nationalized IVR message to resolve customer queries and prevent panic. Identify an alternative backup area for call center to handle part of the load in calamity affected areas. Designate a responsible person team for enabling line diversion. Consider a similar service for employee related communication. Now we will look at human aspects of BCP. Now, as we know, humans are vital component for any organization, and they are therefore the integral part of BCP. In fact, mostly the success or failure of BCP is assigned to human aspects of it, because generally in the planning stage, a lot of plans are focused on technical issues. However, the human aspect plays the major role in making it a success or failure. So separate section just to bring more focus on human aspects is put up here. So you can look at staff welfare, counseling them, relocation consideration, etc. Now, BCP aware program should also be implemented, which serves to strengthen staff involvement in BCP. So you start it at the time of induction program, newsletter, staff training exercises, etc. Now, organization must consider training more than one individual staff for a specific critical job. So absence of one employee, the work must not be stalled or delayed. They must also consider cross-training employees for critical function and document operating procedures. And organization should consider possibility of enabling work from home capabilities and resources for employees performing critical function. Now, what are the roles of HR in a BCP context? Or does HR really play a part? The first impression you will have is that HR does not play a part. It's mostly the business and the technology which plays a bigger part in the BCP. But that's not true. As we said in the last chapter or the last slides, that human aspects is very important. And who looks at human aspects? HR. Therefore, HR plays a very important part. So in the BCP times, you create a team known as crisis management team or CMT. HR is a core CMT member. HR guides the team on people related issues, including evacuation if required, welfare, HR incident line, alternate travel arrangement, staff communication, etc. HR incident line is a centralized HR function which operates on the incident helpline invoked by CMT in instance of possible casualties or missing staff. So it is manned by training HR officers. The line assists distressed callers and may be shared with staff through emergency cards. Exceptional travel arrangements. Sometimes transportation plans are devised for potential relocation. Key staff members are identified along with their location and standby vehicles are made ready for transportation if required. Last but not the least is the technology aspects of the BCP. So mission critical application and services in organization system demand high availability and fault tolerance, especially in data center and corporate network solution. So before selecting a data recovery or DR strategy, DR planners should consult the organization BCP, focus on key metrics like recovery point objective RPO and recovery time objective RTO for business process. Recovery point objective is the acceptable latency of the data to be recovered, while recovery time objective is the acceptable time to restore the function. So RPO ensures that the maximum tolerable data loss is not exceeded, and RTO ensures that the maximum tolerable period for disruption is not exceeding for each activity. Once RTO and RPO metrics are mapped to the IT infrastructure, DR planners can determine suitable recovery strategies for each system, considering the available budget and the criticality of business process functions set by organization. So what are the common data protection strategies? Tape backups. So regular backups made to the tape and sent offsite, preferably daily. Disk backups. Backups made to on-site disk, automatic copy to the offsite disk, or directly made to the offsite disk. Data replication. So data replication to an offsite location utilizing SAN technology, which eliminates the need to restore data. Or HS systems, system ensuring continuous access to both replicated data and system offsite, providing uninterrupted services. So, and organization may also offer outsourced disaster recovery provider to offer a standby site and systems instead of relying on their own remote facility. So organization should not only prepare for system recovery, but also implement precautionary measures to prevent disasters. Example of preventive measures could be utilizing local mirrors of systems or data, employing disk protection technologies such as RAID, implementing surge protectors to minimize impact of power surge on electronic equipment, installing UPS or backup generators to sustain systems during power failures, employing fire prevention measures including alarms and fire extinguishers, implementing antivirus software and other security measures to safeguard against potential threats. So a disaster recovery plan is part of BCP. It dictates every facet of the recovery process, including what events denote possible disaster, what people in the organization have the authority to declare a disaster and thereby put the plan into effect, the sequence of events necessary to prepare the backup site once the disaster has been declared, the roles and responsibility of all key personnel with respect to carrying out the plan, a inventory of necessary hardware and software required to restore production, a schedule listing the personnel that will be staffing the backup site, including rotational schedule to support the ongoing operation without burning the disaster team members. Now, type of fault tolerance method. This is for your understanding. Actually, it's RAID 0, which is tripping data across multiple disks, so there is no parity. RAID 1 means mirroring data on two drives. It is redundant but consumes more space. RAID 3, you have byte level parity. It requires minimum of 3 disks. Parity allows data recovery, but if the parity disk fails, data cannot be reconstructed. RAID 4, data is stripped at the block level. RAID 5, data and parity stripe across 3 or more disks. Allows data reconstruction in case of drive failure. Hot swappable, no downtime for disk replacement. RAID 6, similar to RAID 5, but with an additional set of parity information on all disks. So it improves the redundancy. And RAID 10, which combines RAID 1, which is mirroring, and RAID 0, which is stripping. So it requires minimum of 4 disks and is suitable for highly utilized database systems. So disaster recovery plan is a living document within the BCP. It defines disaster events, declaring to which authorities, and recovery procedures. Sequence events for backup site preparation, specific roles, responsibilities, inventory for production restoration, provides a staffing schedule for backup site with rotation. And backup site, you could have two types of sites. One is a cold site, which requires minimal startup cost, no hardware or complete breakup, and it takes longer recovery time. Hot sites are duplicate of the original site, full computer systems and near complete backups, minimum recovery time, and it's expensive to operate as compared to cold site or the original site. Reciprocal agreements, mutual agreements for relocation operations in a disaster, also known as mutually aid agreements. Service bureau, recovery contracts with external parties having ready and available site, expertise in disaster recovery services. Mobile sites, portable data centers in towable trailers, efficient for smaller setups. Multi-processing centers, data centers spread across multiple geographies. Now we come to the technology aspects of BCP. So fault tolerance and importance, therefore you must have redundant power supplies, two power supplies in critical equipment, ensures uptime even in a power outage. Replication, transferring data copies for availability. Active mode, all components are actively operate. Active passive mode, one actively serves, one on standby, also known as active standby. Issues in choosing a backup site and implementing a DCDS. There are no non-identical solution architects for critical application. Configuration consistency between DC and DR. Periodic checks for data and transaction integrity. Defined RTO and RPO are required. And six, strict compliance with RTO and RPO during DR drills. If you do, then you can do a proper DR. So, formal inclusion of technology operation in IT continuity plan, consideration of RTO, RPO for services offered, not just for application, considering of a near DR architecture for major organizations over medium term. So, to summarize, the BCP addresses both natural and human inflicted threats, disrupting business continuity. It aims to prevent and minimize the impact of disaster. Comprehensive pre, during, and post-disaster actions are listed. Establishes infrastructure safeguards. It cultivates a culture of preparedness and responsibility. Management commitment sets an example for the employees. Fosters on the mindset of resilience and adaptability. Recognizes employees and stakeholders as critical contributors. Through BCP training becomes imperative. IT plays a pivotal role in securing critical business information. IT integrates appropriate control mechanism. So with that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you very much.